Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. I hate to admit this, but I had a really messy house for a long time because of all the clutter. And I didn't know what to do with it. And every time I tried to declutter or I tried to organize, I was just overwhelmed and I gave up and lost all motivation. So it just kept getting worse. And so if you have found yourself in that same situation where you want to declutter, but man, it just seems like a huge task, then hopefully some of these tips that I discovered that worked for me, they might work for you too. Clutter is nothing more than postponed decisions. When I stopped worrying about having like everything perfectly organized and cute little baskets everywhere, it really took a lot of weight off my shoulders. And how I started was not even looking at the clutter. I actually started by just noticing how a room felt and how I wanted it to feel. So I step into each room, and if the room felt chaotic to me, I try to identify the points that were making me feel this way. A lot of times it wasn't the entire room, but rather it was a corner where all the kids just kind of dropped their school books and backpacks and shoes, like in the entry. And so then I would decide, well, how would I want this area of my house to feel? So in the entry, I wanted it to feel welcoming and tidy and clean. Not just for, you know, visitors who would come by, but also for us who lived in the house. I found that by just clearing off countertops helped a lot. Even if there was a lot of clutter within drawers, if I could just look at the countertop and have it be cleared off, it really did feel much more clean, clutter-free, and calm in my home. Function over beauty. How you organize your home should really line up with your lifestyle and your natural flow of things. If you try to just organize or declutter in a way that is pretty but not functional, it will quickly become messy again. Set a timer for yourself for 15 minutes. Start decluttering one small area that you could achieve within 15 minutes. When the timer goes off, you're done. Always celebrating the little accomplishment that you made within the 15 minutes, because 15 minutes really adds up over time and you will start to see a huge change in the clutter in your home. Never allow yourself to get really exhausted or depleted, because then you get discouraged and you stop. Start with the easiest wins first. The things that take no brain power to declutter. I always thought it was really useful to start in the kitchen and declutter anything that was expired or that I had duplicates of, because there was no emotional attachment to these items. Early success really builds momentum. When you start seeing results, it motivates you to keep going. I remember looking in my closet, and it was just packed. And I didn't know what to do with any of the things in there. And so I would just close the door and ignore it. When I gave myself permission to not have to decide every little thing that day, it really freed me up to keep going with decluttering. And this is how I did it. I have three piles: the keep, the donate, the maybe. And whatever my first instinct was, I went with it. I didn't question it. If I held up a shirt and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this shirt. Okay, keeping. If I held up a pair of pants and I was like, never gonna fit into those again, donate. And honestly, a lot went in the maybe pile the first few go arounds. And that's okay. I put it in the maybe pile, I put it in a bag, and I put it underneath my bed. And I didn't touch it for 30 days. And then if things kind of didn't even come to mind, I never reached for them in 30 days, I donated the entire bag. The one touch rule: as you are decluttering, pick up the one item. Go with your instinct. Wherever you think that item belongs, go for it. Don't try to second guess, because the second guessing is exhausting. The goal is not to declutter everything and set it and forget it, because it doesn't work like that, unfortunately. But there are some easy ways that you can maintain a clutter-free home without being really overwhelmed by it. In the evening, do a 5-minute pickup before you go to bed, just 5 minutes, and put everything back in its home. Monthly mini sessions to prevent any buildup. 15 minutes once a month keeps the space from getting overwhelming. At the end of every season, go through your clothes and donate anything you did not wear that season. Because if you didn't wear it this season, you're not going to wear it the next go around either. The one thing I really learned through decluttering and organizing my home in those early days is that it didn't have to be like picture perfect. It just had to work for our lifestyle. I wanted my home to be a place of peace and serenity, not stress and chaos. I wanted a home that was easy to keep organized and clean and clutter-free for my own sanity. I just wanted a nice environment. You do not have to have the whole weekend with nothing but decluttering this weekend. You can give yourself permission to just declutter in 15-minute increments, maybe twice this weekend, a total of 30 minutes. But if you do this every weekend, eventually you will carve out your ideal space. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.